Got Matt Wyatt with us. He's with ESPN, the Zone 105.9 down in Jackson, Mississippi. We'll talk to him about, of course, the Titans' top round pick, Jeffrey Simmons, and some other football related stuff in just a moment. So, looking forward to visiting with Matt. Also, got a Michael McCarthy from the Sporting News. Talk some sports media topics with Michael. That'll be in about 15 minutes. Matt Wyatt is with us now. Matt, what's going on this morning?
Hey, morning, guys. How are y'all?
Oh, we're good. Now, you're on the road, right? Where are your travels taking you?
Yeah, I'm in North Carolina, but in the mountains, I guess. Asheville, North Carolina.
Right.
And I own and operate a video production business, and so we're up this way and going to do some work over the next couple of days at a dairy farm. And so I know you guys tried to call me. Phone didn't ring. That's my excuse anyway, so I don't know. It's probably a cell phone issue.
The phone rang for Jeffrey Simmons, you know, a few days ago, and the Titans picked him with their top selection. We don't know if he'll be on the field or not with a knee injury, but how much of a game wrecker eventually can this guy be?
Yeah, he's that is an accurate term. He is a takeover player, which you would expect with first-round type guys, but what you have in Jeffrey is a player who, minus the if he didn't have the knee injury and the training leading up to the draft, I mean, it's pretty much a consensus. I mean, it's pretty much unanimous. He goes in the top 10, and the top two D tackles are going to be Quinnen Williams and Jeffrey Simmons. And Simmons is, he is just like off the charts athletic and instinctual for a guy that size playing that position. That's one thing we saw over the years, too, is, in his 3 years there, he's playing with really good players coming off the edge, really good linebackers around him. And still, everything from freshman to sophomore to junior was all kind of built around him because he was getting so much attention from everybody in the SEC at that nose position because he's capable of getting inside pressure. And that's hard to do in the SEC. You go back and you watch this past year in that Alabama game, Bama put up two scoring drives to start the game. But that defense pretty much shut him down the rest of the way. And a big reason was Jeffrey because he began to get inside pressure. Alabama center and guard, if they one-on-one him, he ripped those guys consistently. So they began to do some different things offensively to try to get two people on him, to go double-team in the middle. And it opened up the game for Montez Sweat and some of those others coming off the edge. He is a takeover player, and he will do it. He will be that kind of player at the next level. There's no question.
Matt Wyatt is our guest, Mississippi State radio analyst. You can hear him on the Matt Wyatt Show on ESPN The Zone down in Jackson, Mississippi.
Hey, Matt, I don't know the history there, but, man, I don't know how many guys they had going the first round. I know three off the top of my head. Yeah. Is that the most in Mississippi State history?
I think you got to go way back. I do know that it's the first time they've had multiple first-rounders since 96. And here's a couple of names for you, blast from the past. So 96, you had Eric Molds go in the first round of Buffalo.
Buffalo.
And he went to Buffalo. And then you had Walt Harris go in the first round of Chicago in the corner. So it's the first time you had multiple first-rounders since 96. And, you know, when you look at it, too, guys, that's two of the three taken in the first round from State this year. We talk about Jeffrey. The other two, Montez Sweat to Washington and Jonathan Abram, the safety, to Oakland. Sweat and Abram are both JUCO guys. Sweat began his career at Michigan State, transferred into a Mississippi JUCO, and State recruits him out of there. Jonathan Abram is a Mississippi kid in high school, but he went to Georgia. And when Mark Rick left, Jonathan said, "I feel lost." And so he transferred into a JUCO in Mississippi, and State recruited him out of there. So that's one thing, when it's right, when the climate is right, when you get the right players in there, it's a huge advantage for Mississippi State and Ole Miss, that really the best and most competitive JUCO league in the country is right there under their noses in the state of Mississippi.
Man, I know Sweat went in the first round, as you discussed, but, man, what do you think his impact will be initially when he gets in the league?
Yeah, Sweat is, he is the kind that he kind of weights the field to his side, meaning, you know, you just can't depend on, for four quarters, even the best offensive tackle to single him up. he is going to get his sort of thing. You know, like that's a term you hear in basketball. There's some players who are just going to get theirs. That's the way Sweat is. You know, athleticism and size is through the roof. It's way above typical. He's every bit of 6'6", every bit of 255. You know, that's 255 with these really long arms running a 4.4 and his waist is like a 32. It's ridiculous. He's built like Jason Taylor. The same type of lean, long, super fast off the edge. And because of those long arms and that speed, he just is, he's a handful for one guy off the edge. And what they'll do in Washington is, you know, they're going to see with that kind of ability, can he stand up some in that 3-4 and be on the edge? And can they do the zone blitz stuff they want to do with those edge defenders in a 3-4? State did that some with him. Bob Shoup did that some. If you go back and look, one example would be go back and look at the Texas A&M game 2 years ago out in College Station. That was a game where they had Montez Sweat like a stand-up middle linebacker, linebacker off the edge in a 3-4 that moved him all over the place, and he showed that he could do it. So they'll really move him around, but at the next level, he's going to be a surefire, fire-breathing pass rusher off the edge.
Matt, just getting back to Jeffrey Simmons, after, being accepted Mississippi State after the incident, of course, the domestic violence incident, just what kind of guy he was. Apparently he was a 4.0 student, but what about, what you saw for him in terms of his citizenship and making good on his promise that he was going to behave himself and stay out of trouble?
Yeah, Jeffrey is outside of the one incident that was caught on videotape in a deplorable atmosphere and situation that he's there in. Outside of that, he never had a behavioral issue in school as a kid growing up, never. In high school, never. And so that's part of the reason that I think the officials at State, they kind of look into a deep dive into who he really is and go, okay, this is not in character for him. It's out of character. Now, it's awful, but it's not indicative of the kind of person that he's been. And they give him a shot. And I will tell you that Jeffrey is a great kid. He is a leader. He is exactly the kind of person that you want in your locker room. Now, I know that those statements like that are juxtaposed against the video we all see. It's awful. It's awful. But just like the coach said there in Tennessee, it's a great guy who did an awful thing at 18 years old. And Jeffrey, you could not possibly do a better job of, number one, owning up to it, not making excuses. And then number two, abiding by everything that every leader in his life laid in front of him on a calendar, on a schedule, and said, listen, you're not going to be a typical college student. You're not going out and partying on the weekends, on Fridays and Saturdays like your teammates will. You can't do it. You're not going to be a typical student in that between classes and practice, you're going through a counseling thing for the first 2 years of your college career 3 times a week. Every week, you're going to do all this stuff. Your life is going to be inside the football facility. It's not going to be out and about so that something could happen. And the kid absolutely accepted it and handled it in a very mature way. That no Titans fan, no fan period, should have any reservation whatsoever about Jeffrey Simmons. He is a great kid.
Matt Wyatt, thank you so much for the time. Safe travels. We appreciate it.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thank you.
Okay, we'll see you. He is the Mississippi State radio analyst. You can also hear him on the Matt Wyatt Show on ESPN The Zone in Jackson, Mississippi. Played quarterback at Mississippi State back in the 90s.